Hi, this is Chris Haroon from Business Career Coaching, and welcome to our podcast on financial modeling and valuation the easy way. I want to thank you very much for your time, and if you have more questions on our videos, you can get free access to videos at our website, which is www.businesscareercoaching.com. Okay, let's get started with financial modeling and valuation the easy way. So this course is really for anybody interested in modeling and valuing companies the simplistic way. In terms of my background, I've been modeling for more than 20 years. I started modeling when I worked at Goldman Sachs after I graduated from Columbia University, where I got an MBA in finance. And then I went to join the hedge fund industry, and I worked at a hedge fund called Citadel. And I did a lot of financial modeling there as well. And then more recently, I'm a venture capital partner at a prominent San Francisco Bay Area venture capital firm. And I still do a lot of modeling, but I've learned over the years how to make it very, very easy to do. And I want to teach you some of the tricks. So in terms of who should be listening to this podcast, you don't have to have that much finance knowledge, just an open mind and a very positive attitude. And so let's get started. So where do you find the inputs or data for your models? Well, given Regulation FD, which is Regulation Fair Disclosure, which the U.S. government put into the legal code in 2002, any investor in the country can get access to the same information that the big mutual funds have, or the big hedge funds, or Wall Street firms in general. And this is a beautiful thing. And so there's two main places where you get data for your models. The most important one is SEC.gov. This is an amazing tool. And you just go to the top right-hand corner when you go to that website and just do a search. Do a search on the company you're looking at, or you can enter by ticker. So if you want to look at Microsoft, for example, you can type in MSFT and then hit enter, and you'll find that there's just a wealth of information available. Now, in terms of translating what some of the codes mean on SEC.gov, the 10K is the annual report. The 10Q is the quarterly report. And then whenever the company issues a press release, that's called an 8K. So the most important one we want to look at is the 10K, as this is just a wealth of information on the company, including the risks for the company, the management team, all the financial information that you need. It's prepared by lawyers and accountants as well. So everything you need is included. It's an awesome resource. And so on Microsoft, for example, ticker MSFT, you can look at 20 years of historical data on SEC.gov, and that's an incredible thing. In terms of other sources of data, you can actually go to the investor relations portion of any major company's website. And every company that's listed on the public stock markets in the United States has an investor relations group. And so if you just do a search in Google for Microsoft and investor relations, you can click through and get to Microsoft's investor relations website. And it's an incredible resource because you get a lot of the webcasts or audio feeds or even video feeds of major companies' analyst events. So whenever Microsoft holds an analyst event, they'll webcast it and they'll record it so you can get access to it. And this isn't just a Microsoft thing. You can get this from all major corporations as well. And it's awesome for the individual investor like us. And so if you go to Microsoft's investor relations website, you'll even be able to download the historical financials. You can download this into, of course, Microsoft Excel format, but you can also import it into other Excel-type software packages not made by Microsoft. And then once you do that, what you can do is you can start building out your model. And the most important step when you're building a financial model is revenue. It's the top line of income statement. Spend a lot of time building out revenue. And the reason I say that is because the rest of the model is a piece of cake once you get revenue done. And so once you have revenue completed for, say, the next 5 or 10 years, you're forecasting the future, say 10 years into the future, every other line item on your income statement is quite simply a percent of revenue. And in terms of trying to decide what to make each line item, like research and development, a percent of revenue, what should that percent be? Look at the historical trends and then just make it a percent of revenue. And what happens is companies usually make percent of revenue smaller and smaller and smaller for each expense item longer term so that they can get higher operating margins. So I hope this is helpful for you. I also have a course available on udemy.com, which goes into much more detail on this, as well as how to value companies the easy way, meaning using price earnings or price to sales or discounted cash flow. So please check out my course on Udemy. It's called Build Financial Models and Value Companies the Easy Way. And you can learn online in a short amount of time. The student feedback's been amazing. So just go to www.udemy, that's udemy.com. And you can do a search on my name, which is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, last name Haroon, H-A-R-O-U-N. Or you can do a search on Build Financial Models and Value Companies the Easy Way. And I'll show you exactly how to do this in Excel. I think you'll enjoy the course as well. I made it incredibly engaging. Thanks a lot for your time. If you have questions, please email me directly at chris@businesscareercoaching.com. That's chris@businesscareercoaching.com. Or you can just go to the website, www.businesscareercoaching.com. I hope this was helpful. Thanks a lot for your time.